USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The remains of 55 American soldiers believed to have died during the Korean War are now on their way back to the United States. They'll be met in Hawaii by Vice President Mike Pence later today. At a repatriation ceremony at a U.S. air base in South Korea earlier, U.S. Army General Vincent Brooks said it was right for those there to honor the fallen.
As we send them away from this ancient land to the identification laboratories in the United States.
The private sector job market appears to be booming. A report out from the private payroll firm ADP this morning shows the economy adding 219,000 private payroll jobs last month. And that's more than 20% above what analysts had predicted. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A website that has blueprints for printing 3D guns has been blocked by a federal judge who has issued a temporary order halting those blueprints from being made available. That judge yesterday ruled publication of the plans could cause irreparable harm. Yesterday on the floor of the U.S. Senate, Democrat from Maryland Chris Van Hollen made the case for a permanent ban on the weapons, which are plastic, often undetectable and untraceable.
Evading metal detectors at airports, putting the entire flying public at risk. Number two, a complete end run around the criminal background system, which is already flawed. And number three, not allowing us to trace guns used in crime.
President Trump saying in a tweet yesterday that allowing people to download plans to make guns doesn't make much sense. Four people now missing in the deadly car fire in Northern California. The blaze has already killed six people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A former Penn State University fraternity brother sentenced in the 2017 hazing death of a pledge. Ryan Burke was sentenced to 3 months of house arrest after pleading guilty to 9 misdemeanor charges in connection with the death of Timothy Piazza. The 19-year-old pledge was ordered to drink a lot of alcohol. He repeatedly fell, including once down some stairs, injuring his brain and rupturing his spleen. However, the frat members left him on a couch overnight before they called for medical treatment for Piazza. A pioneering cable TV channel celebrates 37 years.
America, demand your MTV!
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
MTV launching from studios in New York City on August 1st, 1981.
Welcome to MTV Music Television, the world's first 24-hour stereo video music channel.
And as most 80s trivia buffs know, the first video to air on MTV was 1979's Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. By the late 90s, it wasn't playing as many videos as in its early years, and these days it's mostly reality shows, but there were those days when people would say,
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
I want my MTV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.